Thank you. Pianist Bill Evans and his trio from 1964 in Copenhagen just released a memory, I suppose, there of an early European tour by Bill Evans. And as I mentioned at the beginning, they edited out all the all of those tracks were live originally, it says on the album. But they edited out the applause, except for that last number, which was the last number on the album, the Round Midnight, that you just heard. And they left the applause in the audience into that one. That was my historical segment today. Bill Evans from Copenhagen in 1964. It's now 12:23. We're well into our last hour today. And normally I let you give you this information around noon, but it's a little late, but I hope you haven't been waiting too impatiently.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, indeed. Great community radio, this little station that is greater than the sum of its parts, as they say. Yeah, and the program you're listening to at this little station is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, the host of this show for, well, quite a long time now, since just after the station got its license. And I provide jazz live between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. We archive our shows at ckuw.ca, so you might be able to check out earlier shows at your leisure. Well, the time is now 12:26, but I've got some more music to play, so let's just keep on moving here. Moving from early, sort of more conventional jazz from the 60s to some very provocative jazz from the 2023 era. This is pianist Angelica Sanchez on piano with her Nonet, which is Michael Atias and Chris Speed on saxophones, Ben Goldberg on contra alto clarinet. Very interesting sound on that instrument. Thomas Heberer on quarter tone trumpet, cornetist Kenny Warren, bassist John Hebert, drummer Sam Ospavat, and guitarist Omar Tamez. They are were recorded live. They weren't. I am jumping the gun here a little bit. The album is called Nighttime Creatures, and it was called that because Sanchez was teaching in upstate New York and living in an isolated cabin, and her response as a woman from the urban jungle that I sort of identify with that, suddenly found out that in the quiet, secluded rural areas, there are nighttime creatures that the sounds are very different than what you're going to hear on in the streets of a large city. And she was so fascinated by that concept that she composed some tunes that reflect that nocturnal world, if you will. And this is a very interesting album, and it is very out there. And my review that I have sent in, I don't think it's been printed yet in the Free Press, I mentioned that at least one critic says this is an album that you probably shouldn't listen to all at once. It's very intense, and it requires a great deal from the listener, so listen to it in portions. So that's what I'm going to do for you today. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is pretty much out there, and the second track occurs in the middle of the album, and it's really a one-off, because from the very adventurous sounds that predominate on this album, there is a Duke Ellington tune called Lady of the Lavender Mist. They do a wonderful cover of that, and it's very different in mood from the rest of the album. So here's Angelica Sanchez and her nonet from Nighttime Creatures. I'm going to play a track called Land Here, and then the second one will be the Duke Ellington tune Lady of the Lavender Mist. This is Angelica Sanchez. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful cover of a beautiful tune, Lady of the Lavender Mist. And it is truly a one-off in the middle of that album, which the track you heard before that, very much freewheeling and very edgy. But this was a sort of a halftime break or whatever. I don't know. It was halfway through the album. Is this lush arrangement of this beautiful Allington ballad. That was Angelica Sanchez and her Nonet from an album called Nighttime Creatures, which was influenced when she was living and teaching for a while in upstate New York and living in a secluded cabin. Sort of a cool backstory there. Well, it's 12:45, and we're getting close to the end of our show today, so I'm going to take us out with a very interesting album by Toronto-based trombonist and composer William Carne. The album is called Choices, came out last year, and the fascinating backstory here is that when he was sort of limited by the pandemic as to what he could do, he decided that he could rearrange how you put an album together. So he composed a number of pieces, recorded them with him, and then had various guests on various tracks record their work at their own house, like he had recorded at his own house. And then they were put together by a skillful person who knows how to do all the it was a person named Hi Philo. I'm not even sure what the person's real name is, but all the mixing and editing and tweaking was put together with a seamless result. But along with Carn, various folks on different tracks, the personnel list has this Hi Philo, who is actually called Todd Pinckney, on keyboards, William Sperandi on trumpet, Kelly Jefferson on tenor, Jesse Ryan on alto, Ernesto Cervini, Larnell Lewis, and David DiRenzo on drums on various tracks. And it's really a technological wonder here. I put together something, and I mentioned in my review that the pandemic, if nothing else, forced a lot of jazz musicians to come up with very interesting alternative ways of putting their music out in the public. So I'm going to take us out with a couple of tracks from William Carne from the album, which is called Choices. The first track is called Get Up. Then there's a brief, I think it's called, hang on a minute, Goodbye, Old Friend, and then The Gift. That will take us to the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Keith Black, and as always, it's been a treat for me to spend the last 3 hours playing stuff for you that I really enjoy. And when I put it together at home, I just keep telling myself, well, I hope there's people out there who feel the same way, and I'm going to be back again to do it again next week, and I hope you'll come back again too. Take us out now with William Carne from his album Choices, put together with a cut and paste by technological expertise, and I hope to see you next week. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay warm. Bye for now.